Then motion to come back into regular session for public hearings?
Yes.
Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole. Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We're now back in regular session, public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The rules, I'll read the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. When the council holds the public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings. Because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. Then there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and all persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at the speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign in on the list on the podium. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. There's more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition. Please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And the first hearing today is conditional use number 2002 Beach Bum Distilling, care of 13A. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. This application is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a distillery with tours, tasting, and retail to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in Bing and Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 24,523 square feet, more or less, land lying at the southeast corner of Nassau Road, Route 14, and Road 266, with a 911 address of 32191 Nassau Road, Lewis, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, Map 5, Parcel 74.01. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on November 20th, 2014. For the benefit of council, I have passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application for consideration. During the public hearing on November 20th, we did hear had received comments and referenced those comments received from DLDOT, County Engineering Department. We did receive three emails in support of the application. Dominic Scalavani, I'm sure I said that wrong, I apologize. I was present on behalf of Beach Bum Distilling as an associate of 13A Engineering Consultants and gave testimony. Anthony Zicola was present in support and made reference to the use fits in with the community and there should be no impact on New Road or Nassau Road. David Lee, the property owner, was present in support and gave testimony. There were no parties present in opposition to the application. The commission, however, did defer action for further consideration, and that motion carried 5-0. For benefit of council, the Planning and Zoning Commission has this item on their agenda for Thursday night, December 11th. They, as old business, there may or may not be an action on this application on the 11th. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from council? If not, would the applicant come forward and give us the reasons that the council should approve this application? And would you give us your full name and address, please?
My name is Dominic Schiavone. I'm a resident of Smyrna, Delaware. You need the full address?
Yes, please.
It's 118 Markham Court, Smyrna, Delaware, 19977.
Okay, the floor is yours.
Okay. Would you like to hear the summary of the business that was already presented, or just talk about the...
You can explain to us, although there's been a planning and zoning hearing, and we've got that information in the record, you should still be able to present to this council the reasons that you would like your application get favorable consideration.
Okay. All right. As an associate of I3A Engineering Consultants, I'm here today representing Beach Bum Distilling. I will refer to Beach Bum Distilling as BBD throughout the info I have to provide for you. BBD received a federal distilled spirits plan permit on October 7th, 2014. Once conditional use for a Delaware craft distillery is approved, then we can proceed to the next step, which is applying for a Delaware craft distillery license from the Delaware Alcoholic Beverage Control Commissioner. We are in the process of creating a fire protection plan to submit for approval by the fire marshal, which will dictate how operations are laid out and isolated within our space. BBD has secured a 3-year lease for unit number 5, a 19,000 square foot space. BBD will operate as a Delaware craft distillery, manufacturing a handcrafted product on premises. Manufacturing process includes fermentation, distillation, barrel aging, and bottling. Fermentation and distillation will be done in small 50-gallon batches. The distilled product will be hand-bottled in batches of 30 gallons or smaller. The distillery's products will be offered for sale exclusively in our retail space, where tastings and limited tours will be available to the public. Our flagship product will be a family of rum spirits inspired by the area's maritime history and beaches. Additionally, BBD hopes to collaborate with other local businesses to create unique products such as malt whiskey from microbrewed beer or rum cakes produced using Beach Bum rum. Planned receiving hours are 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Small package deliveries are expected to be increased by 2 or 3 per week from providers such as UPS and FedEx in their standard residential delivery vehicles. Pallet size deliveries are expected to increase by no more than 2 per month by common carrier with liftgate service. There are no plans for outbound shipments. Planned operating hours for the retail space are Monday through Thursday, noon to 6 p.m., Friday, noon to 7 p.m., Saturday, 11 to 7 p.m., and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Operating hours could be reduced seasonally. There are no plans to extend hours. I have 2 plans that I'd like for you to review to talk about the parking situation.
You can give them to me, I'll pass them there.
Mr. Lang.
I'll pass them down separately because they are separate.
Oh, okay.
Lawrence, is there an issue with parking with this application?
Actually, there's a shared parking arrangement for this site. There's three users or uses on the site. Aerial will show you a little better than the first one.
So it's, there's already existing shared.
I thought it was.
Yes, sir.
Is anyone here not familiar with, has not seen the property? So I have a couple aerials. That'd be helpful.
Pass them down, whatever, I think.
So these are the aerials.
Point to what you got.
This next drawing will show you.
What's that, sir?
I believe that's the old train station.
Do those tracks in use anymore?
You can take.
Go to Lewis still out there to?
Like once a week?
There is still traffic.
Go to Lewis to get to the, should be Bar Cross, that's a different name.
Still goes out there?
Like once a week, I think.
Yes, I heard it's once a week or every other week.
Because I see this, does the state of Delaware now own those tracks as opposed to?
Yes, I believe so.
Rail company, huh?
I think so.
Okay. But they haven't abandoned those.
No.
Right, okay, because they're still using them. Okay.
Yeah, I see.
I'll give you guys a minute to look them over before I.
Okay, that is up.
Explain further.
You can go ahead.
Yeah, we're ready. Okay. All right, so we've got drawings P1 and P2 here. P1 is the parking rationale as determined by me.
You're really okay.
On this, this is the floor plan of the building, and it shows the four different uses that are currently in the building. The red hatched area over top of the distillery is the only second floor of the building, and that's an engineering office. So that entire hatched area is all the engineering firm. Below it is the currently vacant space that we're planning for a distillery. Old World Breads is the bakery that's in the front in the yellow portion. And on the back green portion is currently vacant, but there is a contract signed starting December 1st for three Delta contractors to be using that space. So that's the layout of the space. The text in the middle of the document, I've got business info. So it lists each business in there, the use, the amount of employees. And then just to the right of that, I did the calculation of the required use per individual. So adding up the total individual uses, I came up with 29 spaces required. We currently only have 19 available spaces on the property. And below where it says total required of 29, I have total proposed of 18, which is the addition of all of the businesses except for the two office uses of McIntosh Engineering and the Dell Dock contractors, which each only have three employees, rather than giving them the 11 and six spaces required, just providing three for, you know, one for each employee, that brings the total down to 18, which is one less than the amount of spaces we currently have on the property. Below all that shows the calculation for if it was considered a shopping center, which would be 37 parking spaces, which there's no way we could achieve that. The P2 plan shows where the parking is laid out on the property. Currently, there's 15 spaces that are striped in the triangle-shaped parking lot up here. And there's two spaces that are being utilized that are not striped, and two spaces up against the back of the building that are being utilized that are not currently striped. So that is the makeup of the 19 spaces there.
And are these all everything we're looking at, is that all one property owner, one parcel, or is that a couple parcels that...
What you're looking at here is the aerial,
right?
Transparent with the survey on top of it. So our property lines, it's kind of hard to follow because it's a complex shape,
right?
But it comes in, and then this former train station is not.
Not the old building, which is still owned by Nassau.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. That's what.
The property comes down, and then expands out that way.
And is your client the property owner?
Yes, the property owner and the parties that are involved in...
In this distillery are the owners, okay.
Are there any other questions from council?
Does Thomas Smith still own the old retail business area he used to have, where he sold tractors and stuff?
Alfred
was...
Yeah, it was Alfred that owned that.
Yeah, I was wondering who owned it. I wonder if they bought it from the Best family. I guess the Best still had it, some of them.
You're talking about this, about the building here?
Well, it's up, it's up from, yeah, it's up from the new road on up in here somewhere. I don't think it's on the map, but it's...
Yeah, I was going to say, it shows on the map at the end of this parking lot area, or back here, is Thomas Best and Son Lands, and there's this 20-foot easement, Thomas Best and Son Lands.
Yeah.
Right.
He still owns his land, I guess.
Yeah. Give an easement to him to get there 20 feet.
Any other questions from council? If not, do you have anything else to add?
No, that's all for now.
Okay. Is there anyone here today in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and with the council's permission, close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. We'll close public record. And this was not acted on by P&Z, correct, Mr. Lang?
That's correct.
That's correct.
So I need a motion to defer.
Make a motion, we defer.
Motion, Mr. Lang, second, Mr. Wilson. Mr. Lang. So, motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Wilson.
That's all right. It's easy to defer.
Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Thank you. I guess motion carried. Thank you.
We are twin brothers.
And the next one is conditional use number 2003 on behalf of Thomas E. Lowe. Mr. Lang.
Yes, thank you. Bear with me a second.
My older brother.
Your older brother. Condition use 2003 is the application of Thomas E. Lowe to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a retail store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 32,829 square feet, more or less, for land lying north of Route 54 Omar Road, 1,300 feet northeast of Road 382 Armory Road, with a 911 address of 31854 James Lowe Road, Frankfort, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 134, Map 14, Parcel Number 6, and only being a part of that parcel. For the benefit of council, I pass down copies of the survey site plan for this application. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on November 20th of 2014. The applicant did provide the reference survey site plans for consideration. We did hear comments from DLDOT and the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Mr. Lowe was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the Commission discussed the application. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use 2003 for Thomas E. Lowe for a conditional use for a retail store based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, although the conditional use is identified as a retail store, the basic use is intended to be a store selling home and garden related products with baked goods, pottery, and other products relating to home and garden. The underlying zoning for the property is AR1, which is the county's agricultural zone. The proposed use for the sale of home and garden related products is consistent with the underlying zoning. The use is consistent with other similar small-scale commercial activities within 1 mile of the site. And they include Bennett's Orchard, Parsons Produce, other produce stands, a country store, and a lawnmower repair shop. Four, there are currently agriculture uses on the property, including greenhouses and other similar uses. The proposed conditional use will be a reasonable extension of the existing use, and it is consistent with the existing uses on the property. Five, the proposed use promotes local agriculture and local business, and is consistent with a comprehensive development plan in that regard. Six, the proposed use will not adversely affect area roadways, adjacent properties, or the community. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. And eight, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, although the conditional use is for retail sales in general, a majority of the products sold on the premise must be related to home and garden and baked goods as proposed by the applicant. B, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted on the premise. C, there shall be adequate parking on the site, and the parking shall comply with the Sussex County Zoning Code parking requirements. D, any and all dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. E, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all dealt out requirements regarding entrances to the property. G, the hours of operation shall be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon until 4 p.m. on Sundays. H, the use shall be seasonal, open between April 1 and December 31st of each year. I, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0. To date, I've received no additional comments from the agency or individual on this application.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. Any questions from council? Seeing none, Mr. Lowe, would you give us your full name and address, please? And
Thomas Earl Lowe, and I reside at 418 Leek Heights Avenue in Bethany Beach. And I know you had said not to repeat, but pretty much said everything that I had written to present, so I'm not sure.
But we're talking about the witnesses. He was just reading into the record. If you can just kind of give us an overview.
Okay. I own a greenhouse and nursery business. As you know, it's zoned agriculture. I've had it for 8 years. It's on Omar Road, east of the Omar intersection, Route 20. My goal is to have a seasonal home and garden retail store from April 1st through Christmas, hours of operation being 8 to 5, Monday through Saturday. 10 to 2, 10 to 4 on Sunday. That's certainly flexible. There certainly will be a small parking area dedicated for the space. There's plenty of parking there right now, but I definitely want to designate parking for the store. I currently have one full-time employee as well as part-time help as needed for my nursery. And speaking with my neighbors, I've had only positive feedback about this suggestion, this idea. The store would be 1,200 square feet. And while I'm confident it will generate more business, I don't believe it will have any kind of negative impact on the traffic flow on that road. I'm proud of my nursery and have a loyal customer base that has grown each year. The only drawback is that it is seasonal. And with the nursery business, by the 4th of July, usually that's pretty much it, with the exception of some landscaping work that I do. So I'm looking for something that certainly pertains to the nursery, but would be a home and garden store that would generate some more business for me. I believe I would be definitely hiring at least one more full-time employee and probably some part-time help. And as mentioned, I'm looking for something to add in addition to the plant material that I offer. Small garden furniture, pottery, wall hangings, small yard art, all the things that were mentioned previously by Mr. Lank. Some Amish packaged cakes, pies, and fudge, things of that nature.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from council?
Question, if I may. You made reference to your hours, and in the commission level, you had said 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
And 12 to 4 on Sundays, and I think you said 8 o'clock.
Well,
your presentation.
I'm sorry, I misquoted that. It's definitely what you have.
Eight, I need to make sure we correct it.
No, that would be too early.
Okay. Okay, any other questions? If not, do you have anything else to add, sir?
No, sir.
Okay, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the council's pleasure to close the public record as well.
We'll close the public hearing. It's a pleasure, council, to close the public record.
Yeah.
Complaint, comment?
My comment?
No, we're going to close public comment.
Wait, Sam, go for it.
And we'll...
No. Move for adoption.
Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Yes, an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retail store to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 32,829 square feet, more or less, for the reasons 1 through 7 as given by planning and zoning, with the conditions 8A through I as read into the record by Mr. Lank.
I got a suggestion, Mr.
Pleasure, council.
Okay.
Yep. I have a motion to approve.
Yes.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver to approve conditional use 2003. Mr. Cole.
I wanted to modify some conditions.
You got her.
I got the chance. All right. I think as I look at this, and I'm very familiar, I've been by this operation many times. Sounds to me like agribusiness, where we've got Bennett's Orchard, and they do some things. And
yes.
Parsons produce stand and all this other stuff. So that's setting the tone. But anyway, the hours of operation and H, the use being seasonal, I don't think that the council should have any concerns with those two issues. And then just strike those two would be my suggestion.
That your motion to?
I would make a motion to strike G and H so that we don't have to be worried about hours of operation from the county level or whether it's opened or closed in certain times of the year.
So your motion would be to delete conditions G through G and H and renumber I as G.
Correct. You could do, yes, that'd be fine. That would be my motion to
amend.
Motion,
Mr. Cole.
I'll second it.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to delete 8G and H and renumber what is currently I to be the new G.
George did very well.
Questions on the motion?
Don't you beat me to it. I was going to say the same thing.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes. No, we're just voting on the amendment.
Yes, correct. The amendment.
Just even.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? I vote yes. Motion carried.
Now I'll make a motion that we adopt the ordinance
As amended.
As amended, yes, sir.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second.
Yes.
Mrs. Second. Deaver to adopt the ordinance as amended to approve conditional use 2003. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
I vote yes. Planning and Zoning Commission took a good look at it, had good reasons, and I think the conditions were reasonable.
Mr. Cole?
I'm going to vote yes, and I agree to the change of the hours of operation and the times of the year. I'm hoping he'll be open late on Thanksgiving night next year so we can go shopping.
There you go. Mr. Okay. Phillips?
I vote yes. I believe it's appropriate use. And I agree with planning and zoning.
Mr. Wilson?
I vote yes. Agree with planning and zoning, and you can open when you feel like it. Don't worry about George.
I also agree it's appropriate use for the area. I agree with the findings of planning and zoning and their conditions as placed that we amended. I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr.
For your time.
You're welcome. Oh, God, we have an attorney.
Just one.
Cole. And a planner of some sort.
Okay, the next item is change of zone 1762, hail trailer break-in wheel. Mr. Lang.
Yes, excuse me. This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 23.37 acres more or less, for land lying at the northeast corner of U.S. Route 13, Sussex Highway, and Road 4852 East Snake Road. The 911 address was not available since its acreage. The tax map ID is District 532, Map 13, Parcel Number 78. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on November 20th of 2014. Mr. Wheatley recused himself from participating in this public hearing and left chambers. The commission was provided with copies of the survey of the property previously. Commission was also provided with an exhibit booklet, which I just passed down for council members for review. We received comments from DLDOT, which are actually a part of the exhibit booklet. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. There were two letters of support for this application received by the department. And during a commission hearing, Jeff Finney, a manager for Hale Trailer Brake and Wheel, was present with Dennis Schrader, Esquire from Morris James Wilson Havrook and Byard, LLP, and Ken Christianberry, professional engineer with Axiom Engineering, LLC, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to this application. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission discussed the application. Mr. Rawl stated that he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone number 1762 for Hale Trailer Brake and Wheel for a change of zone from AR1 to CR1 based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, the site is located along U.S. Route 13, Sussex Highway, north of Delmar, in an area that has developed to include commercial and light industrial zones. This location, with approximately 1,721 foot of frontage along U.S. Route 13, is appropriate for CR1 zone. Two, the site is next to the applicant's current operation and will allow for the applicant's expansion of its business. Three, the proposed use will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. Four, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. Five, CR1 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for a wide variety of commercial and service activities, generally serving a wide area, and that such uses should be located along existing major thoroughfares where a general mixture of commercial and service activities now exist. In this case, the rezoning along U.S. Route 13 falls within the stated purposes of the CR1 district. Six, the site is partially within the highway commercial area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. CR1 zoning is consistent with this highway commercial designation. Although the remainder of the property is identified as being within a low density area according to the plan, it is appropriate to rezone the entire parcel to CR1 consistent with the highway commercial so that the entire parcel falls under one single zoning classification. And seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this rezoning. There was a motion by Mr. Rawl, seconded by Mr. Smith, and carried with four votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons stated. The motion carried 4-0. Mr. Wheatley had recused himself from participating in this public hearing. I received no additional comments from any individual or agency on this application since the public hearing.
Are there any questions from council? If not, Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Good afternoon. My name is Dennis Schrader, and I represent the interests of Hale Trailer Brake and Wheel on this application this afternoon, which has just been described to you by Mr. Lank. I understand that you had a busy day, and I will point out that the trailers we deal with are actually real trailers that haul material up and down 13, U.S. 113, and other streets and roads. The owner of this property is Jen Starr of Delmarva. It consented to this application. Hale Trailer Brake and Wheel is an affiliated company and actually is on site. And it is an expansion of the on-site business of Hale Trailer Brake and Wheel that we're seeking the change of zone for. I have with me this afternoon Ken Christenberry of Axion, who is the professional engineer who is involved in the design of some of the site features, and he will briefly describe those for you. I have Jeff Fennett, who is the manager of the current operations. We have submitted to you a book that has a number of exhibits in it, including a matrix of a proposed motion in favor of this application. I would draw your attention to tab 6, I believe it is, which is this particular picture that is on the easel right now, and this shows you the zoning classifications of the various properties that are located on 13 from the Mason-Dixon line north through Delmar to the proposed site. The proposed site is where the red laser light is and identified as a brown color. This site is 23.37 acres. It contains or is zoned AR1 agricultural residential as it exists now. It is currently vacant, and for those of you who have visited the site or have driven by there on the way to Salisbury to shop for Christmas, you'll note that a lot of the trees have been removed from the site. That's in order for there to be three-phase electricity provided to the expanded existing site where a new shop has been built. It was not done in anticipation of any granting of a change of zone by this body and should not be construed to be so. The existing facility has 14 employees. They're obviously engaged in a business of repairing and selling all matters related to over-the-road trailers, brakes, wheels, what have you. They have a need for a storage facility in order to have those trailers on site as they are either sold or are in a state of repair. And for that reason, this site is appropriate for this need of hail because it is located immediately next door. The site is in a low-density area under the county's land use plan and under the state strategies map for spending. It is a level 4. However, there will be no improvements to the property, so there will be no requirement for either water, sewer, or anything of that nature on the site that would require the state of Delaware to expend money. And Mr. Christenberry, in a moment, will explain to you what the site looks like. We have given you the DelDOT report to refer to. Obviously, this is a heavily traveled area with a lot of traffic. We have a previously existing business, and we think this is the right place for this particular project. And I'll have Mr. Christenberry come forward and just describe for you what the site looks like and what's on there and what it means to this application.
Good afternoon. Ken Christenberry with Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown. As Mr. Schrader showed, we are adjacent to Hale Trailer's existing facilities, which are actually located right around here on the Highway 113 frontage. We are not proposing any new entrances on Highway 13. Pardon me. And as a matter of fact, it's deed restricted that we can't. We are going to have an entrance directly from the existing facility to the new facility for the purpose of putting in a gravel parking lot to store trailers.
Did you say it was deed restricted against an entrance?
There's the entrance, yes. There's no entrance.
From this parcel?
For the frontage, the highway frontage.
Okay, is that unique to that parcel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the state used to own this property. Mr. Schrader has some colorful stories about the prior state ownership.
And maybe for another day.
Exactly.
His colorful stories are
a bit of a distraction.
Not real colorful.
Having said that, the access will be from the existing Hale Trailer facility. So that was presented to DelDOT when we requested their service level evaluation and had a lot to do with their determination that no traffic studies warranted because this will reduce trips on the highway because if they store trailers off-site, they have to pull them in and pull them out of their existing entrance. So the application is very, very simple. Gravel parking lot, stormwater management, and parking of trailers. So the site was wooded. They did clear portions of it to allow the bringing in of three-phase power. We had a mechanics building built on the existing facility that is about finished construction at this time. As you can see from the zoning map, the existing site is zoned C1, general commercial. Everything south of the proposed area is zoned light industrial, so it truly is infill between the C1 and the light industrial that's on the highway. There is no need for water and sewer, as Mr. Schrader expressed, because there's no buildings contemplated for the use of the land.
Was there any conversation with DelDOT? I know in other parts of the county on these busy roads, as you've alluded to, this is a busy road, providing for interconnection to future rezonings as we move. Does DelDOT require the applicant to, participate in like a service road for the future or something like that?
There's no service road plan for this portion of 13.
Okay, because it would
As you get further south, there is the industrial area here does have a service road plan.
Right.
I've done some site plans in that area, but this
20, 20 years from now, who knows? You know, you never know.
Is Del Dock going to change their mind in 20 years? Certainly.
Now's the time to make sure, you know, give the interconnection so we don't have to fight.
I don't think the existing Hale facility really has a great location to run a service road through.
Okay.
It. So I think that would be, they'd have to push it further away from the highway as they've done in some locations like Seaford.
That's already town limits, isn't it? Isn't that already town limits?
Where?
This side?
Delmar south of there.
The industrial zoning here is county.
You stopped me the other day, it's a new town limits.
I think this is the town limits, Mr. Wilson.
The gray on the map indicates town at Delmar.
Oh, that's right, we're going south. We had map turned the wrong way.
There is interconnectivity, but it's intended only for the purposes of the Hale.
Right, I'm just thinking about future corridors, I know coastal highway and stuff, if we'd have required some interconnections as part of the applications, we could have avoided a bunch of headaches possibly. So anyway, that's okay, Del Dock's not doing it, they're the experts.
And this did not require a plus review because it doesn't involve a structure of any kind, but it needs to be a 50,000 square foot structure in order for it to.
And there's no, when you said it's deed restricted, isn't it on a corner?
It is.
On that Snake?
East Snake Road.
East Snake Road. I don't want to get confused with West Snake Road.
It's one of the best named roads in this county, I think.
So there's no entrances or exits?
East Snake Road, East Snake Road is largely wetlands. We actually have had the wetlands delineated.
Is there an actual road there?
There is an
East Snake Road is a road.
Right.
If you look at the.
Okay, you mean there's wetlands on the site?
Yes, our site.
But you're implying that the road was a wetland.
The frontage that goes along East Snake Road is all wet jurisdiction.
So, okay, I got.
So this access point really is what marks the property.
Okay, so all what we're seeing is that just the best land for this proposal or any proposal, basically. The rest of it's wet, okay.
So you're more or less asking us for a parking lot, really?
Pretty much.
That's about the way it boils down, because you're going to bring them over and work on them anyway. It's just wait, park the trailers till you get there.
We bring them in, we park them, we fix them, and we send them back on the road.
Sure. Will there be any sales of new trailers or anything on this site?
Yes.
Okay. So much for the parking lot.
That's bottom line of the parking lot.
Members of the council, that would conclude our presentation. As we've noted, it's an expansion of a currently existing business, which is fairly important to the west side of the county and to the continuation of commerce on Delmarva Peninsula. We need to keep the trucks rolling.
I am impressed you both have done a very fine job this afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application?
Especially the short guy.
Anyone in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And with council's desire, we can close the public record.
We will close public comment. It's a pleasure, council. We'll close public record.
Yes, just do that.
And ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek Hundred, Sussex County, containing 23.37 acres, more or less, for reasons 1 through 7 as given by planning, zoning, and read into the record by Mr. Lank.
Pleasure, Council.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver to adopt change of zone 1762. Correct. Any questions on the motion?
Yeah, I got a question.
Well, Mr. Phillips.
Anybody thought about the fact that this is a change of zone and not a conditional use and the prospect of a whole lot of other uses than a parking lot in the future?
Are you asking who? Are you asking?
I'm asking council.
Oh, okay. My comment would be we just heard there's no, it's deed restricted to get any kind of access to it, so. It's limited on its impact on 13 because there's still one entrance, and that's it. Doesn't sound like anything can change. So I think this in this case, it's probably not warranted.
What's not warranted?
It's a conditional use, and it is on 13. And if there's any place that's appropriate for commercial zoning, it would be 13.
Very good.
I don't think I'd want to live there, have a residence there.
Any more questions of council? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, I vote yes with the reasons that the Planning and Zoning Commission gave.
Cole.
I'll vote yes for the, and I support the P&Z's recommendation.
Phillips.
I vote yes. I think that commercial along 13 is very appropriate.
Wilson?
I vote yes with recommendation of P&amp;Z.
I also agree with P&amp;Z's recommendations, and it certainly does make a lot of sense to me to have commercial on Route 13.
Yes.
I will vote yes. Motion carried.
That's why you're president.
That's why.
That's right.
I'm going to sign the county Route 13.
You're loving bucks.
Yeah. You think we need a stop? You think we need a stoplight next week?
You never know, Sam. You never can tell.
I know.
Never, anything's possible, you know.
That's where we're coming with it.
Vance, are you on a sugar fix here or something?
How's that? That's yogurt.
I'm looking at your lineup there.
That's coffee, and this is yogurt with fruit.
That's really healthy. Yeah, really healthy.
Well,
we're having conversation.
Check the calories.
Just did.
Huh?
I move we adjourn.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're adjourned.